Several months ago, a group of filmmakers and media makers got together and talked about putting together some type of media festival at Arkansas State to celebrate filmmakers and media makers. There's really nothing in this part of the state, in Arkansas that is, that allows media makers, filmmakers, people involved in video production and photographers to get together and share their work and display their work. And so last May, we came up with an idea for a film and media festival. And we thought, well, how are we going to identify ourselves that kind of separates us from others? And so the Delta was just kind of an obvious choice. So we had a theme where we wanted to focus on things in the Delta, and we came up with the Delta Flix Film and Media Festival. And again, we wanted to do more than just focus on film. We wanted to bring in other forms of media in as well. And so I think we've been able to accomplish that with this film and media festival.
How has the response been for this?
It's been great. We've got entries in from all over Arkansas. We've had tremendous media coverage really throughout the nation. And so it's just been kind of overwhelming in terms of the response that we've got. And I think we've got a great lineup of films from Arkansas filmmakers and photographers and multimedia specialists. But we've also got some other presentations that I think are going to be interesting to people who attend this year's festival.
And how did that work by way of combining, you know, the Delta Flix with the upcoming Delta Symposium?
Greg Hansen and I, Dr. Greg Hansen, got together and we started talking about ideas. And he just thought, and we collaborated together, that it would be a great idea to combine what we were doing in order to share resources. And so we came up with the idea of combining the Delta Flix Film and Media Festival with the Delta Symposium. And the theme is the South goes to the movies. And so we were able to bring in filmmakers and media makers that focused on themes of the South and the Delta. And the Delta Symposium is having presentations that focuses on filmmaking and things that relate to the South and things that relate to the Delta. And so it was a good synergy between the College of Media and Communications and the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. We're getting really the best of both worlds. We're getting, like I said, a group of filmmakers and media makers that are coming in, along with a tremendous panel of scholars and their work that I really think is kind of unique in terms of the way a lot of festivals work around the country.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was going to ask about, kind of how it's going to be, you know, something that's going to set itself apart from maybe other symposiums that are being held maybe around the region or around the country.
Right. Well, again, you know, we wanted to expand the Delta Flix Film and Media Festival to expand it more than just films. We've got some photographers that are showing their work. We've got some multimedia specialists that are displaying their work. But then you combine that with the scholarly approach from the Delta Symposium, in which, again, they're going to bring in some scholars that talk about all facets of filmmaking. We've got Beth Harrington coming in, who did a film called The Winding Stream, which is a film about the Carter family, you know, of Johnny Cash fame. And then we've got some panelists that are coming in that are talking about you know, all things related to the Delta and to the South. And so that kind of sets us apart in the sense that we've got some scholarly panels in addition to the presentations of films and media presentations for this festival and symposium. You know, it's going to be an action-packed 3 or 4 days. It's going to be, a lot of things going on. And in addition to the films, we've got, you know, the Delta Symposium is having a Dylan festival, a Bob Dylan symposium on Saturday, where they're going to be devoting a lot of their presentations about Bob Dylan. So I'm really looking forward to that, as being a big Bob Dylan fan. You know, I enjoy the film part and enjoying the media part, but I'm really looking forward to the Dylan presentation.
Tell us about the 78 Project, if you don't mind, please.
The 78 Project is a film that focuses on musicians from around the Delta area. There was an organization that got together that has a recording device for those of you who may not be familiar with 78 RPMs or records. I know everything is going digital now. They used to actually record music on vinyl. I showed my kids some albums I had one time. They go, "What is that?" I said, "Well, this is how I used to listen to music." But the 78 Film Project goes around, like I said, the Mid-South, and they get local musicians and they record their music on a 78 RPM record. And so the film focuses on that process and displays some really interesting musicians and their work.
This is going to be, I guess, the first of hopefully, you know, this being an annual thing. I know that's what you like.
I hope so. We're hoping to make it bigger and better every year. You know, that's our goal, is that we wanted to provide a showcase for local artists, be they in film, be they photographers, be they multimedia specialists, whatever media that they're interested in. We wanted to be a showcase for those artists to be able to display their work. And so I'm just hoping that it's going to get bigger and better every year.
Anything else you'd like to add about this, please, Dr. Bowman?
Well, again, we've got a lot of local artists displaying their work. We've got Julie Jackson, who's a filmmaker from Paragould, who did a film called 45 RPM. Really looking forward to that. That's really gotten a lot of attention around the country. We've got, again, some panelists. We've got a film from PBS called The Barber of Birmingham, which focuses on an 85-year-old gentleman who marched during the civil rights movement, and he offers his reflections on where we've come over the past 50 years. So we've got some panels that are associated with those films, and you know, just kind of keep an eye out and keep listening, because we may add some more things between now and April 8th through the 11th, when the festival and the symposium takes place.
So where are these films and the Delta Flix going to be held at?
It's really convenient. It's going to be in the Student Union on the third floor. All of our rooms and all of our theaters, where everything is going to be held, is going to be all in one place. So you can park, you can come in, you can, listen to a symposium in one room and literally just walk across the hall and watch a great film. It's free to the public, so that's exciting. So we really hope that people come out and support this. Again, it's really filmmaking in this area and media making is really a big thing in this area. I think there's people don't realize how many people in this area enjoy making movies, enjoy creating videos, enjoy taking photographs, and being involved in media. And again, this is a way to showcase their talents.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you.